This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Bo. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. A lot of fun conversation. We're going to get to the Atlanta Falcons and the starters, potential position battles on defense, and really throughout the team. Still having a couple conversations in the break. I was like, you know, I'm trying to think. We talked about could 100 Atlanta Falcons take on a gorilla? And I think that, like, and Bo brought it up. He's like, I don't think 100 Bows, but if I had 100 Mics. And I'm like, you know, like, I think a good in between, like, could 100 Dylons take on a gorilla? And Dylon was like, absolutely not, dude.
Yeah, we're all, no? we will perish. We will perish.
And he brought up a good point, though. Like, if you had 100 or just, like, you know, 50, whatever, like, the first guy's going to have to take an L. You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah, you know
the
that
first
going
guy,
in.
Like whoever it is, like, and if it's 100 of the same people, y'all are all going to be looking at each other going, nah, dog, it's you.
It's you.
You know who this question is perfect for is Abe. Because Abe Gordon would be like,
he'd be so matter of fact about it.
Well, he'd be like, well, it's not really that hard. I mean, all you got to do is figure out the pressure points of the gorilla, and, you know, they've got a weak spot, and all you got to do is find that and exploit it. I mean, that's what
that's
Abe
that
be.
Pressure points. Hey, that's so on brand, though. Abe it would is. Definitely say something
Abe
like
would
that.
Be like, this is very simple, dude. Just run around in a circle until the gorilla wears out, and then, you know, then you can just do whatever you want with him when he's exhausted.
Because only Abe Gordon thinks he's got more cardio than an animal in survival mode. I mean, you know, it's just like it's just. But that's Abe. That's why
we love him.
That's our guy.
Dude. That's why we love him. Look, man, we also invited wake up calls. That'll be coming up at 8 o'clock today because we're talking about Tyrese Halliburton's dad and Giannis going face to face after the game last night, and want to hear from you guys. 404-726-0929 about a time that you as a parent overstepped or that maybe your own father or mother overstepped. I had to tell Allie this morning about the story about my mom requesting a meeting with Nick Saban.
Well, I think you should tell our audience because I don't know if a lot of our audience remember.
Yeah, I've told it a couple times on here, but essentially what happened is I was recruited under Mike Shula. You know, when you go through recruiting, like they come and eat dinner at your house and all that. So my parents knew Mike Shula. And when Nick Saban was hired at Alabama, my mom just straight up was like, I don't know this dude. And I'm like, you know, I don't either. You know, like he's being hired here. Nobody knows him. So about a month into his tenure, we're going through like the fourth quarter program and all that stuff. My mom just straight up called me one day and she was like, hey, I felt bad that I didn't tell you, but I'm in Tuscaloosa. And I was like, why are you in Tuscaloosa? I'm actually sitting in Coach Saban's waiting room. I have a meeting with him.
Oh, my goodness.
Do what? What? I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't have a meeting with Coach Saban. She's like, yeah, I'm going. As a matter of fact, I think the door's opening right now. The joke was on her because he had this little button that closed the door behind people when they walked into his office because his office was really long. And she was like, I think my mom is an alpha person, but she was alarmed in that moment. She was like, dude, he's intense. I was like, yeah. He came up to me later and he goes, man, I was really happy because I thought you were coming. I thought you were going to be in the meeting. And I thought you were going to tell me you were transferring. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, he's like, I've watched your tape. Think you're a good player. And I was like, no, I'm not. I was like, I'm so sorry that she did that. And he just straight up looked at me as he's walking away. And he goes, it's all good, man. We all have moms.
Aww.
I know. And I was like, oh, thank God. That was like the first time I'd ever had a personal conversation with Coach Saban.
What sweet intentions your mom had there, but I mean, dude. Very jarring
definitely
to hear that.
Very
jarring to hear that she's in Nick Saban's office.
Anyways, so we want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929, or you can tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. Let us know a time that your parents overstepped their bounds. Look, there's some more parents that'll be coming into the fray here because we got to talk about the UDFAs, the rookie class, as it were, for the Atlanta Falcons and some of the possible position battles. Sure, I don't even know because you don't. There's no like incumbent starter at strong safety, right? So you're gonna call it a position battle because it's like we talked about earlier. You know, you've got DeMarco Helms, you've got I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Jordan Fuller Jordan is his Fuller. Name. Yeah, and Xavier Watts will be battling that out. I'm not ready, Bo, to say that Xavier Watts is your week one starter. I know that there's a lot of upside, but I feel like we set ourselves up for this every year. We're like, this guy's gonna be a dog. And then it's like, all right, dude, then you gotta kind of come back to earth during training camp where you're like, all right, this guy is swimming in the ocean right now of information and it's hard to pick up. But I think everybody will have that one penciled in as far as Xavier Watts. I think that it'll be a Billy Bowman versus D. Alford and Clark Phillips, obviously, in a number of those situations will have to play out during training camp.
Yeah, the Billy Bowman thing is one I'm really looking at. That's one I wanted to go to because he does have experience playing in that nickel spot, right? He has experience. He has the ability, and D. Alford, while good early last season, was a big drop-off late. I saw a stat late, I think at the end of the season, where it was something like guys are completing like 65% of their passes against him or some crazy number. And Clark Phillips, I'm a huge Clark Phillips guy. Love his attitude. Love the way he plays. I think he'd be a good player. But I don't know really what he is. I don't know if he's a nickel. I don't know if he's an outside guy. I'm just not sure where. I think he has a spot in the league. I just don't know where it is right now. And so there's no doubt to me that that's a completely open position. That's why I said earlier about the Xavier Watts, Jordan Fuller thing, and obviously DeMarco Helms coming back. But that one to me, that's why I wasn't a big fan of. I don't think Nick Nash is coming in here trying to take the third receiver or fourth receiver spot, however you want to hash it out, away from Kadarius Hodge.
Yeah.
I think Nick Nash is coming in here just to make the freaking team.
I was going to say, I would argue that those two guys aren't even battling one another. And I know that they play the same position, you know, in theory, but I would make the argument that Kadarius Hodge is as solidified as you can get. I mean, look, we're going to have this conversation as well about where D'Angelo Malone sits now that you've drafted a couple edge rushers, and obviously, you know, he's been that guy. But I think that when you look at all these situations surrounding these guys, there are just people entrenched because of special teams. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, man. It's just these guys are all, to a point, they're very talented. And I would say this about Clark Phillips. Reading the tea leaves tells me that when you draft a guy that you think can be a nickel in Billy Bowman and you sign back Mike Hughes and you bring back D. Alford, like, you need a lot of them, but Clark Phillips, I think, is facing an uphill climb as well. So
I think D. Alford's actually the uphill climb. I think it's D. Alford because I think it's easier to – you know, Clark Phillips, you drafted. This is year three. What was he, like a fifth-round pick, I think, or something? I did a double check. I actually think Clark Phillips has got a little bit of an – just because you drafted him, you've put that in – you know, I know that that D. Alford's been here and he's been a starter, but to me – he faltered late. I just think it might be a little bit tougher for him because of the money. It's a fourth-round pick for Clark Phillips.
Well, and these rookies that are coming in, I'm so curious. They're about to go through such a whirlwind. And go with me on this. It cracks me up when you're at Ameris Bank Amphitheater and you've got Luke Bryan there going, "What's up, Atlanta?" And you're thinking, we're in Alpharetta.
So
this is not... So on that note, when do you think these guys realize, like, okay, I'm an Atlanta Falcon, and then find themselves in Flowery Branch, like, wait, this is a little bit different than what I was expecting.
You know, and this goes back to a conversation. You guys made me feel like an outsider yesterday.
You are.
And you guys were just like, you know, we're all from Atlanta. Are you? You know what I mean? Like, are we calling Dallas, Georgia? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, are we really going there? I'm not picking that fight right now because we'll have that conversation later, but... I agree with you. Like, the first time, Allie, that I came on, I guess it was – I don't know if it was called a top 30 visit. I think it's just now called a top 30 visit. But I came on a visit to the Atlanta Falcons. And straight up, like, myself, my teammate Rolana McClain, and then eventual Falcons draft pick that year, Shan Schillinger, we all got picked up at the same time by, you know, one of the – I don't even know what he was called at that point. And he's like, hey, If you want to fall asleep in the van, you got at least an hour until we get where we're going. Yep. And I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, we're going up to Lake Lanier. And I'm like immediately on my phone going, where's Lake Lanier? You know? And I think I was only like maybe a year into an iPhone at that point, mm-hmm. you know, because this is like March or February of 2010. But it's such a good point. Like these guys are sitting there going, oh yeah, going to Atlanta. Wait, what? Where? What? What?
I'm going to push back on Allie a little bit because I do consider if you're in Alpharetta, you can say what's up Atlanta because most of the people are coming. It's the metro area, okay? Now, Flowery Branch is a little bit different because that is way up there.
Which one is farther from Atlanta, Flowery Branch or Dallas?
Dallas.
I would say technically probably Flowery Branch, but it's a lot easier to get to Flowery Branch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mileage-wise, I'm going to say Flowery Branch.
As the crow flies, you're saying.
Because, all right.
Good question.
There's an express lane to Flowery Branch. So.
No. But that's my point.
That's a good point.
Time-wise, yes. But mileage-wise, I believe Dallas is closer.
And I was telling Allie earlier, we were having this conversation about what it's like to be a rookie going up there. And a lot of these guys fly in from wherever they're from because they're coming to rookie mini camp or whatever in the next couple of weeks. And you'll come in, you'll be from California. Right, and they'll run a shuttle, and I don't think they stay up at Lake Lanier Islands anymore like we used to, but they'll run a shuttle and they'll bring you up to Flower Branch. The problem is, like, everything gets disjointed, and you start meeting people. I can't tell you how many times that I would drive guys, Kerry Meyer, Shan Schillinger, Joe Hawley. I would drive guys to the Doraville MARTA station and just, like, drop them off, and they'd be like, all right, man, like, you know, hey, you got to get out of the car here. But to your point about the express lane, like, now that's a Peach Pass, but when I first got to Flower Branch, that was still an HOV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a couple of years in, maybe it's like 2012 or 2013, that becomes a Peach Pass. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, this works.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right now, Dallas, Georgia to Mercedes-Benz Stadium is 1 hour, 10 minutes. It's 32.4 miles.
Okay. And that's traffic included, but yes.
Yeah, I know. I know because I'm doing it for both. Right now. From 4401 Falcon Parkway, which is the facility,
yes,
to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it is 1 hour and 29 minutes. It's 44.7 miles.
Okay.
So
what was the mileage of Dallas?
32.4.
Okay, wow.
So Allie's right. If you regular day, it's going to be quicker to go to Flowery Branch because of the express lane.
Thank you.
But mileage-wise, Dallas, Georgia, be closer. Just saying.
look how honored this man is.
Just saying.
But I love that these guys are coming in. They're like, okay, the biggest battle I've got is this position battle. No. Your biggest battle is getting from the airport to Flowery Branch.
Such a good point. It's such a fair point.
And it is figuring out where to live, Allie, because you're telling your friends back home, hey, man, you're living in Atlanta. I heard that's a cool city. Yeah, dude, I live in, like, Buford.
It was so – dude, and I came here – I obviously was friends with John Parker Wilson, who was my college quarterback, and got here a year before me. So he had an apartment in Buford. And he was like, yeah, you can stay with me the night before, rookie camp if you want to. I'm like, all right. And I get to Buford, and I'm like, where are we at? The funny thing is, like, at one point, I think there was, like, 18 members of the Atlanta Falcons at this one apartment complex. Straight up, like, 18. Like, Julio was one of them. Like, it was just like, where are we at? Oh, well, I just get an apartment up here in Buford, man, right across from the Mall of Georgia. A lot of fun conversation, man. Love that stuff. Shout out to everybody that might be listening in Dallas, Georgia, man, or Flowery Branch or wherever you're at on a day like today. Thank you for listening and hanging out with us. A lot of fun.